USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess.
Congress needs to pass the supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made his appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, who had earlier directly appealed to lawmakers for additional support on Capitol Hill. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims that the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. To address this, he deems it necessary to hold a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
The Louisiana Republican emphasizes that investigators will objectively follow the facts without preconceived judgments. The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as tomorrow. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. Additionally, they've lowered the likelihood of a recession to approximately 41%, marking an 8-point decrease from the October survey. Former President Trump is launching a set of digital trading cards called the Mugshot Edition. In a Truth Social announcement, he mentioned that these cards are now available. Trump specified that purchasing 47 cards will entitle customers to a segment of the suit featured in the photo and an invitation to a gala dinner at Mar-a-Lago. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
President Biden is warning that as Israel's conflict with Hamas intensifies, global support for Israel is diminishing. Speaking to Democratic donors in Washington, he criticized Benjamin Netanyahu's government as the most conservative in Israel's history, stating that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. Biden calls for a strengthening and changing of the Israeli government for a long-term resolution, marking a departure from his previous strong support for Israel since the start of the conflict in October. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to the president, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. She asserts that the closure of the Lukeville port of entry has resulted in an unmitigated risk, jeopardizing the state's safety and commerce. Customs and Border Protection shut down the port last week to enhance support for Border Patrol in migrant processing. For many, the holiday season is the happiest time of year. However, the hectic schedules can impact our mental health. Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
We're driven by expectations, and there's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this, and there's expectations we place on ourselves.
90% of people surveyed reported stress during the holidays. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.